house either, but knew exactly where it was. He checked his watch. A full 8 hours to go. Hours later, his internal clock woke him. He left his room and walked up toward Princes Street. He passed the majestic Balmoral Hotel that anchored the city center. He ordered a light meal and had tap water to drink, ignoring the large selection of stouts offered on the board over the bar. As he ate, he spent some time gazing at a street performer, juggling butcher knives atop a unicycle, while regaling the crowd with funny stories delivered with an embellished Scottish brogue. Then there was the fellow outfitted as the Invisible Man, taking pictures with passers-by for £2 each. After his meal, he walked toward Edinburgh Castle. He could see it in the distance as he ambled along. It was big, imposing, and had never once been taken by force, only stealth. He climbed to the top of the castle, peering over the gloom of the Scottish capital. He ran his hand along cannon that would never fire another shot. He turned to his left and took in the full breadth of the sea that had made Edinburgh such an important port centuries ago, as vessels came and went, disgorging freight and picking up fresh cargo. He stretched tight limbs,